Over to Mara Liasson-Ride now, NPR's national political correspondent who is in Manchester. Mara, a pretty strong Kerry win in New Hampshire, 1 week after a win in Iowa. So what's the lead on the Democratic primary season right
well,
now?
Well, the lead is that John Kerry is now the front runner, and that means he gets all the things good and bad that a front runner gets. I know he's going to keep on saying he's going to fight for every vote, but I think now he gets extra scrutiny from the press. He gets perhaps a more concerted effort from his rivals to attack him, and he gets the extra attention from the Republican National Committee. I think he does also get the benefits where he will be able to raise money. He was lagging in fundraising. He mortgaged his house. He gave $6.5 million of his own money to his campaign. Apparently, he has been raising a lot of money since the win in Iowa. That will continue. He has to ramp up very fast in states like Missouri and South Carolina, where he had pulled out organization to put all his chips on the win in Iowa and then New Hampshire. And we'll see what kind of a two-man race this turns into. You know, does Dean have the strength in all those states he says he can compete in to continue, or does John Edwards do so well in South Carolina that he becomes the alternative to Kerry?
I just want you to take us back to one point, which is this year's Democratic primary season was designed to produce an early winner. Is it going to?
This primary season was designed, this is such a bizarre primary season, Robert, because it was designed to reward the candidate who early on got the most money, endorsements, was kind of the establishment candidate. Al Gore, actually, was the one they had in mind. But John Kerry was a pretty good substitute when Gore didn't run. It was supposed to, oh, we're going to
Yeah, we're going to go over to hear Joe Lieberman is now addressing
I'll
his
I'll talk
supporters.
To you later, Robert.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye, Mark.